Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm McGillicuddy.
And I'm Green. Hello.
Well, Mr. Green, it appears we have a conflict of financial interest to settle up to the extent that I owe you 10 American dollars. But, as luck would have it, I only have 20. Say, Mr. Green, would you happen to have change for a 20? That is to say, do you have two tens for this $20 bill?
Yes, sir. Yes, it appears that I do.
Fine, then. I'll give you the 20 and you'll give me the two tens. And we'll call it even.
No, actually. We just exchanged equal amounts of money. You still owe me $10.
But, isn't that a $20 bill in your hand?
Yes.
Well, it looks to me like you owe me $10.
Please give me my money, sir.
Just take it! Mr. Green, guess who I ran into on my way to the theater this evening?
Who?
Rhonda, the former professional hunchback.
Oh, how is she? Did she get her back straightened?
Nope, she's just out of work. Hi-o!
Oh, so they never fixed her back, huh?
Nope, kid. Just out of work. Say, Mr. Green, I happen to hear you manage a baseball team.
No. No, I'm a vaudevillian.
No, I think you manage a baseball team.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course. Yes. Yes, I do. I manage a baseball team, sir.
I understand that some of the players have rather strange nicknames. Rather silly pet names the players have nowadays.
Yes, sir. Yes, it's true. In fact, I have the team roster with me right here. For instance, who is on first base, what is on second, and I dunno is on third.
Who's on first base?
Yes, you're right. Who is the man on first base, sir?
Why you asking me, kid? I'm asking you! What's the name of the guy on first base?
No, what is a... Oh, I see what your problem is. You're confused by their names because they all sound like questions, sir.
I don't know.
Third base.
Well, I'll explain it to you. See, on first base is who? Samuel Who. And you're probably not familiar with that name because his grandfather was a Chinaman. And on second base is Hector Watt. W-A-T-T. Watt. And that's not such an unusual name because James Watt invented the steam engine. And on third base is Phil Iduno. I-D-U-N-O. And if you say that really fast, it does kind of sound like the phrase, gee, Iduno, but it's Iduno. Phil Iduno.
That's it. You're hopeless. You're pathetic. You're the worst straight man I ever worked with. I quit? I should have never saved you from those seals, kid.
What are you talking about? I auditioned for this job.
Ah, bastard!
May I get my two $10 bills back in exchange, sir? No? Oh, I see why you're angry.